So the purpose of this seminar is to present to you the traffic and market data report. I've been the project manager for working on this report, and I'm really happy that we could get it in time for this event. Svante is my colleague. He's been the one of the major analysts behind contributing with data and information into the report. So the purpose of this presentation is more to go through the report a little bit, give you some highlights, but also explain the purpose of it. And the idea with the report is really to put the finger on the, as we call, the pulse on the network society, to basically see where are the trends pointing at, how much is traffic increasing, subscriptions, and then paint a broad picture on the industry as such. And to do that, we've looked at different areas. So therefore, we've consolidated this into this report, looking at subscriptions uptake, looking at traffic in general terms, but also forecasted outlooks up to 2016. But we also included some consumer lab surveys. We included deep dives into different studies we've done in different networks. And also, one part in the end of the report is basically repeating some of these studies we've done on social economic growth based on broadband and broadband speed. And all of the information in the report is based on own primary sources. So we take its measurements, its studies, and analysis. And we take insights, of course, from all the different countries we're present in, along with all the different mobile operators, over 300 that we have provided equipment to. And we've gathered knowledge and competence and traffic data for a very long time. But now we feel that it's time, based on the large, big developments in the market, to also to consolidate this into one place. We published part of it before, but now put it into one report and spread it, basically, and distribute it. So that's the idea with the report. What we've said is that we will continue to share traffic data and market data on a regular basis. I know it's a bit vague, but the reason is that we want to see also the feedback on this first report. Is this something that is useful? And do you think it suits the purpose that we're trying to do? But what we said is that we will continue to share that and several times a year. That's for sure. And whether it will be a report or an online edition or so on, that is the format is not decided yet. But the first one is a report. So this is a, you can say, a kickoff of a larger project where we're going to continue to provide data several times a year. And one of these interesting data points is, of course, our view on subscription and subscription growth. Right now, we have around 5.8 billion subscriptions in the world, mobile subscriptions. That's a penetration around 82%. But it's likely that number of users are around 3.9 billion. So, and there's, of course, a gap between the subscription and the subscriber, because many users tend to have more than one subscription. And the growth, you can basically see here in the outer ring, which talks about the net addition on mobile subscription. If you add these together, it's 135 million mobile subscription additional in the last quarter. And as you can see, a large part of that growth is coming from China, from India, and from Africa. China and India alone stands for 40% of that growth. So that is a tremendous growth in all areas, I would say. Right now, if you look at Western Europe, for instance, of course, the growth is not so big, but the penetration level in Europe, Western Europe, is around 126%. So we're starting to get to the point where now it's a second subscription that's the way it's growing. So if we continue to look at some of the highlights in the report, you've seen this a couple of times during the morning. Johan Wiberg did a good job of explaining this, so I will not go into a lot of details again. The growth is, of course, quite astonishing up to 2016. But just to emphasize a few things on it. First of all, when we talk about coverage and talk about population coverage, it's really areas where people can access the network, have a signal, do a voice call. That's basically the definition of coverage. So this doesn't talk about application coverage, which is basically how much speed you get in all areas. That will, of course, differ. That is also something that you can see almost like waves. You will continue to build out the network to get better and better application coverage. But this is the first indication on the coverage, so to speak, over the population. If we look at the traffic projection for 2016, we've deliberately wanted to look at 2016 to see how is this going to pan out. Very much because we see in the big urbanization global trend that we have that more and more people will live in cities. In this analysis, we basically see that 30% of the world's population will live in metro and urban areas with more than 1,000 people per square kilometers. They are set to basically generate 60% of the mobile data traffic, mobile traffic in this timeframe, 2016, and are then occupying around 1% of the land area of the world. Just to elaborate a little bit on this 60%, in 2016, we are also estimating that we're going to have 10 times as much mobile data traffic as today. 60% of 10 times more data traffic is, of course, a lot of data traffic in these areas. If you were to look at this and do the figuring and an estimation for today, it could very well be so relatively wise that we actually have more traffic coming from metro and urban areas than in 2016. Because if you see here, the build-out of wideband, HSPA, LTE, and so on, are from the metro urban areas and out. The cities are where the mobile subscriptions firstly take on and so on. We wanted to focus on the 2016 figure because then the traffic has been so tremendously increased. Looking at the traffic then makes more sense in terms of providing insight for the industry and for operators and so on long term. If we continue to give a few more of these interesting data points that you can find in the report, for instance, we see that in 2011, overall mobile data traffic doubles, that smartphone traffic triples. By 2016, we believe we're going to have around 5 billion mobile broadband subscriptions, up from around 900 million end of this year. As I said, mobile data traffic to grow tenfold, 10 times in this period. That is basically then 2011 up to 2016. It's this growth. As you see, it's continuous in this way. In this graph, you see both mobile PCs and tablets in the yellow, and mobile handheld is the blue. Mobile handheld, well, basically smartphones. You have more users, each user producing maybe less amount of data. In this area, you have less amount of users, but with more data. Similar levels up in 2016. The number of high-traffic smartphones, and when we talk about high-traffic smartphones, we mean these OpenOS, iPhone/Android/maybe Windows Mobile, where you can download application on top of your operating system. Those will increase with five times, and generated traffic will increase 12 times. This report is filled with a lot of facts around this. You can dig into that yourself. Now we will continue to focus a little bit more on these type of devices, how they are generating traffic, what type of applications they use. Then I will hand over to Svante to guide us through next part. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Patrik. Now we're going to dig a little bit deeper here. What we see here is averages. Averages from selected 3G networks from all major parts of the world where we've done measurements. The graph to the left, what we show there is usage gigabyte monthly per subscriber for different devices. In some networks, the usage is around 1 GB for mobile PCs or network PCs per month per subscriber. There are networks that are close to 7 GB per month per subscriber. Seven time difference here. Big range. For tablets, around 250 to 800 MB per month per subscriber, three times difference. For smartphones, 80 to 600 MB per month per subscriber. Again, seven time difference between networks that have low traffic compared to the highest ones. We got a question here earlier on tablets. Why is range so much lower there? it will probably change perhaps in the next month because tablets is just coming on in here, and some markets, when we measure this, were very few of them. So the range might come up to the other numbers as well in future measurements. Let's see. If you look to the right here, we have the same networks, and we have averages broken down for the different devices and look at the applications. And what we can see here is that online video and web browsing are large for all devices. 30%-40% for online video, 20%-30% for web browsing. File sharing, very high for mobile PCs, very small for the other ones. There are some differences. There are also major variations between the networks in terms of applications used. So if you have Spotify launched in a market, much higher than online audio. For markets where you also have the TV channels, public TV channels, commercial channels, immediately online video is much higher. If it's free TV, it's even higher. The way the traffic is carried protocol-wise differs also a lot. So peer-to-peer TV, very popular in Asia, barely visible in Europe and Americas. So now we are connecting data plans and mobile PC usage. Important to emphasize PC. So what we've done here is for one operator, one mature 3G operator, where we've done measurements for 1 month. So the left graph, we have the different data plans here on the x-axis, 1 GB, 2-4 GB, 5-10 GB, 10-20 GB. And the volume on the y-axis, we have removed the figures here to anonymize that operator. But what you can see that when we increase the data plan, file sharing and online media grows quite a lot. We grouped here audio and video into online media. But browsing, it doesn't increase that much between the two largest data plans. You don't browse more because you have a 10-20 GB compared to if you have a 5-10 GB data plan. Also, a little bit to say, the distribution here. So most of the subscribers, around two-thirds, are on the 2-4 GB data plan. Around 20% on the 5-10 GB, small percent on the 1 GB, and the rest on the 10-20. In the graph to the right here, what we show there is CAP ratio then or CAP over runners, an average unused data. So yes, with the size of data plan, usage goes up, but the same is with average unused data. That also goes up. So the average user in this data plan could actually fit into this 5-10 GB data plan. But perhaps that's not a good option because the next month, he must have a little bit higher usage. And what happens with when you cross the CAP here? This operator then throttles down you to a lower speed. So if you don't want to risk that, perhaps it's better option to stay with the data plan you have. Or if you are belong to the 30% here in the 1 GB data plan, perhaps you don't want that. Perhaps you should go with a higher data plan in order to avoid that. In general, what we see is also operators that put a surcharge when you cross the data plan. They have lower volumes than the ones that limits your speed and throttles you down. They have higher volumes on average. So to sum up a little bit and some key conclusions. So recent years now, with launches of smartphones, Androids, iPhones, et cetera, lots of exciting stuff has happened. So applications, new smartphones can become extremely popular within weeks or months, and they have very different characteristics. So hence a deep and up-to-date knowledge of these traffic characteristics of different terminals and applications is crucial to design, test and manage mobile broadband networks in order then to come up with top-notch network equipment. We are performing regular traffic measurements in all major regions of the world. And I emphasize all, because as mentioned before, major differences between different regions into what type of applications, in what type of protocols. So if you want to have equipment that works well in all regions, so one application can move to another region, be prepared for that. You need to have this global coverage. And we use this traffic knowledge to design and verify nodes against real traffic from live networks to build net. But we also use this traffic knowledge when we collaborate with operators to come up with traffic scenarios for the future, so they know how and when they need to upgrade their systems.